I'm sitting on the side of my bed with a very large dog lying on my foot. He's a lot calmer today than he was on Saturday. I was trying to remember what day it was, where he, having been cooped up all day long, he was absolutely bursting with energy, desperate to do things. Whereas yesterday, having had a good working session in the afternoon, he was quite dozy in the evening, and today is interested. I think he'd have a play if I brought a toy out, but he is by no means quite so desperate as he was. You all right, mister? So this is my quick-ish recap over what happened yesterday, day 10 of guide dog training. It was a day at home and of doing routes around Richmond, and a bit of a mixed day. Started off not brilliantly, with a doggy who it seems had never come across loud church bells before. I'm quite close to one of the churches in Richmond, and the bells are very, very loud, as you'll hear from the recording that I uploaded earlier on of that yesterday. As I say, it seemed that Gio had never come across something like this before, and he was a little bit upset by it. He didn't want to come in and eat his breakfast. He squealed a little bit, and eventually he came in and ate it and went away again and came back and he finished it off. But trying to get him to spend outside just wasn't happening at all. I tried to show him that it that, you know, it wasn't an awful thing. I got him to sit by the door, said lots of nice things to him, told him he was a good boy, enticed him outside and did the same. And maybe over time, it's going to have to be over time, he'll get used to it. Because it's a bit of a feature of life here, on a Sunday and also on a Wednesday afternoon when they practice, Wednesday evening rather. Wasn't the best of starts, but he was none the worse for it afterwards. That his eating and spending weren't too bad. Spending is still a little bit iffy, but eating, drinking, good. He's licking my thumb. What's on my thumb then that's so nice? Didn't you poke me with your big claws, mister? I forgot to say about the day before with the grooming, which my mum reminded me of how difficult it had been in the early days with Vance, and that's absolutely true. And actually, Joe is a lot better than that. What I found was he wasn't a great fan of the brush and Zoom groom that guide dogs issue, but he was perfectly content to stand for the Furminator, which has slightly stronger pressure, I suppose. I should say that the Furminator isn't a sort of guide dogs endorsed thing, but it's what I used with Vance, I think used appropriately, it should be fine with Gio. He was, however, struggling to stand up a bit on the. I use a plastic mat to do the grooming on, so it's easier to pick up the hair afterwards. But it seems that he's not very good at gripping on his feet, so he was almost doing the splits at points. And then at another point, rather worryingly, he was hopping on three legs. I think, oh no, knowing Vance's history with that, what on earth has happened? Checked his feet, checked everything. Everything seemed to be fine, recovered within sort of 20 seconds or so, and have had no recurrence of it. He had me worried for a moment there. Fingers crossed that that's just a, that maybe he, as Becca suggested to me, that maybe he trodden on something and he had a funny feeling on his foot, and so that there wasn't anything particularly wrong. So that's something that we need to work on, the grooming side, a little bit. Although, actually, I hardly get any hair off him at all, even with the Furminator. He has quite a thin coat compared to Vance. Back to tomorrow. Back to yesterday, even. In the afternoon, Becca arrived to much fanfare from Mr. Geo here, who hasn't generally been barking at the door, but once he realised who it was, he went absolutely crazy. Got a big telling off from Becca when he tried jumping on her. and then looked very sorry for himself for a bit. And we went out and did some Richmond routes. We did a big loop one, which is my sort of favoured walking, exercising, you know, just sort of general all-purpose route, which I think Becca hadn't quite realised how sort of close to, well, how much of it is close to sort of parks and trees and things, which are a big sort of distraction point for Geo. Perhaps I could have been a little bit clearer about that, that maybe that kind of walk would have been better left till later in the week. Geo was really, really excited to begin with, not really listening. I need to be careful about such situations because I need a dog that's going to be good and work off-piste, as I call it. I'm not really a great follower of standard routes, but if the dog's to do that, it needs to be able to be calm and measured in the way that it approaches it, and he definitely wasn't doing that yesterday, and so I totally get that. I need to make sure that he does calm down on those, that he is stopped if he's charging ahead, that we use the gentle leader where it's appropriate, so that he doesn't learn that in a new place that he can just run wild. Other sort of learning points on the walk, I think it was more just sort of trying to get the difference between where it's appropriate to check the dog for not doing something that it should have done and giving it encouragement at the right points. So, for instance, there was a corner where we needed to cross to the left, but he was walking just straight over the curb. And rightly, Becca was checking him for that. But then we were trying to get him to find the curb ahead in order to then do a left behind and find the correct one, so to sort of slow him down a bit. And I checked him for not finding that curb, which quite rightly Becca brought me up on and, you know, said that really checking is for things that he should have done right rather than... Things that where there's a clear line that he's stepped over, a clear rule that he's broken, as opposed to he's a bit confused. There are lots of curbs. He didn't know which one he should be going to. So that's another useful learning point on that. He did quite well on a lot of it, despite distractions. Once we went down the hill and down along the river, he did quite well on that. And certainly once we got back up into the town, we did the route to the doctors, Waitrose station, and the vets, and he did extremely well on those. There were a few points where he could have been a little more careful, such as walking me under a low flying bush. But again, actually, the number of actual faults were pretty few. And far between. He's got a good feel for Richmond now, I think. He was intrigued by the vets. I think he could smell the various other dogs that had gone through there. Hopefully that shouldn't be an issue going there. I need to get him registered at some point soon, once I've got the requisite bits of paperwork and stuff. Got home and he was pretty tired in the evening. Tried to do a little bit of play. I'm trying to become the instigator of play a little bit more here, and to not be afraid of saying no to him. I think Saturday just took me by surprise a little bit. I haven't been used to a dog that did that, and so it's something I need to get used to. And to, you know, I have no problem with giving my dog boundaries. It's certainly something I always did with Vance. But this is one area where I need to be slightly better at in the way that I do it. That's everything, I think, for now. That was day 10. We're now into day 11. I'm waiting for Becca to come in about an hour's time, and we're going to pop into London. So, yeah. All jolly exciting, I think, is the term. And lots of learning to do and being done. Is that a fair summary? Excuse me, you've got a big scratchy foot. Be careful with me. I'm fragile, you know. Pause recording.